ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
You are listening to Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport with Sam Lane and Limo. Now, Sammy.
Yep.
We all love a four-time world boxing champion.
Jones is struggling. It's over. Danny Green conquers Australia and the world. Round one. It is over. A legend has fallen.
There it is. What a moment that was. And we especially love the legacy that Danny Green is leaving off the field, out of the ring, I should say, while he tries to bring an end to senseless violence on our streets through his Coward Punch campaign. Danny Green, welcome to Summer Grandstand.
G'day, Limo. How are you, mate? G'day, Sam. How you guys doing?
Hey, Danny. Yeah. Great to have a chat.
We're magnificent. What are you up to today?
Oh, I'm just down in Launceston of all places with my boy Archie, and we're just killing time. Going to go 10 pin bowling. Going to give him a lesson in how to bowl ten pins in a row. I messed that up. I don't even know what the terminology is, but we're going to kill time before we fly back to Perth tonight.
Yeah, I love it. Do you get it? Because I know the young fellas. He's looked sharp. I know you're training him, young Arch. How's he going with the boxing?
Yeah, he's going really well there, mate. You know, we're in no rush. He's still, you know, he's 18 soon, but he's biologically very young. He's like me, a very late grower. But he had his second fight last night and performed really well. So I was really, really happy with the young bloke. He did very, very well and got a really, really good, clean, early win. And, it was a great experience. And as a father and as his coach, I'm his father first and his coach second. We just get to spend so much quality time together. And, it's magic.
How do you manage that as a dad? I mean, does part of you want him to follow this path and another part not, or are you full blown behind it?
No, I look, being in my household, being fit, strong, willing and able is non-negotiable, particularly for a young bloke. I'm very firm on my old school values, and young men need to be strong, willing and able, and but competing is a different story. But he's always loved it. He's always been around. He grew up in a boxing home. His sister was, loved it. You know, my wife loves it. But as far as competing, that was never something that I was pushing him to do. But he's wanted to do it for a very long time, and I wanted to wait till he's 18. But I couldn't hold him back. He's extremely disciplined. He's extremely dedicated. He's applied himself incredibly hard to what he's doing. And he's sacrificed a lot. He's got a goal in mind. He wants to be a world champion boxer one day. That may fade, who knows? But at the moment, he has a lot of desire. And for me as a father, I'm very, very focused on his development in the sport, but also as a young person and the benefits that he's gaining from his sport. He's staying on the straight and narrow. He's got a goal in mind. He's very, very inspired by what he wants to do and by others around him and watching other champions around him succeed and achieve. And he's motivated and he's got a goal in mind. And as a father, that's very important for as a parent. That's important for our kids to have a goal.
You are raising a quality young man there. I still think you'll beat him at 10 pin bowling though.
he's frowning, Limo. He wants. He's not happy with that one.
I'm not into it.
He's in the car next to me listening. But no, he's a cool dude, mate. He stays in his lane. He's very humble. And I'm going to give him a touch up.
Yeah, very good. Often boxing does stay in the family, though. It was just this morning, Conor Benn beat Chris Eubank Jr. 35 years after their father's fought.
I know. I wasn't able to see the fight. My wife told me all about it. She loves it. We watched the first one intently. The whole lead-up was incredible. I mean, the legacy that their fathers left was immense, and their sons have done an incredible job carrying it on through. They fought in front of 60,000 in their first fight. They had 135,000 tickets on hold.
Wow.
People waiting to get to the venue. They could have fought in front of 150,000 people. It was just incredible. But, it's a testament to those two young men. They're consummate professionals, and they've worked their ass off, and good luck to them. And today I was kind of not surprised that Conor Benn was victorious. I think the other fellow, Chris Eubank, had given all he had in the last fight where he's victorious, but I just picked Conor Benn to win today, and I'll watch the fight when I get home on replay because I'm a big fan of both those blokes. And the future that they've given themselves and their families has been incredible.
And speaking of keeping it in the family, what do you see? happening over the next few years for Tim Zoo and Nikita Zoo?
Oh, it's up to them, mate. You know, they got their own path to forge, and you know, Tim's no mistaking that he's, you know, I guess it's not hiding. It's been all over the place, all over the news that, you know, he's changed up his team. So it's up to him to see what he does, and his brother, and you know, I wish them all the best.
There we go. So they've got Michael Zarafa fighting Nikita Zoo. That's coming up in a couple of months. Now, Greeny, the big thing.
I think I'd like to speak a lot more, with all respect. The Zoo boys are great guys. I don't know them. I love watching the fight. When I say I don't know them, I don't know them well. Lovely young blokes. And, yeah. And I really like the way they fight. But Jai Patea is a guy that this country needs to get behind. The whole, you know, people in Australia really need to realise just how incredible this young fighter is, and he doesn't get any recognition, or he doesn't get the recognition that he deserves. He's the best cruiserweight in the world by far. He can't get anyone to fight him because they're terrified of him, because he's such a tiger and he's such a menace. And I just want people in Australia to get behind this young bloke, because he really is an incredible fighter who is by far the best fighter in the country.
And Greeny, just give us his name again.
Jai Opataya. He's fighting on December 6th. I'll be lucky enough to have the ringside seat commentating the fight up there for Mick Francis and Tasman Fighters. And he really is the real deal. He is by far the best fighter in the country. And it's a shame that people don't know his name.
Well, Danny, that begs the question, why don't we know his name? What are the factors perhaps in it not being sung from the treetops or the spotlight being shone on?
It's a tough question for me to answer with not offending anyone, particularly in your industry, guys, but it's the media. Mm. So the media haven't given him the legs, haven't given him the run, haven't given him the exposure that he absolutely deserves. He was an Olympian at heavyweight at the age of 16. So he's been going for a long time. He's been, you know, fighting for a long time. And because he's not with a certain promoter, he doesn't get the legs, doesn't get the powerful media corporation behind him. He's a secret, but by far, and everyone in boxing and anyone in sport knows what I'm saying is absolutely true, he is by far the best fighter in the country by a long mile at the moment. And there's, we have some incredible young fighters, but he is a standout.
We will certainly give him a bit of love here, Greeny. That's a great name for us to look out for. And, mate, we need to ask you about the Coward Punch campaign as well, this brilliant campaign you started years ago. And one of the great things it's done is it relabeled the King Hit, quite rightly, as the Coward Punch. And now that's entered the vernacular. That's how everyone refers to it now, as the Coward Punch. But how's it coming on?
Yeah, look, Limo, and you've been, you know, very, very supportive of the campaign for a long time, mate, so I thank you for that. And it's a slow burn, buddy. It's not going to fix the unnecessary and antisocial violence overnight, but it has chipped away at it over the last 10 or 12 years since I started the campaign in 2012. And as you said, the vernacular's changed. That's a very, very powerful thing to have done in a short time. The drink driving campaigns, slip slop slap campaigns, quit smoking campaigns, all have had billions of government dollars poured into them over 4 and 5 decades. And we've had, you know, a tiny bit of money from the federal government. And we kind of, you know, we really need to get more support. But any support we get is fantastic. It's not a charity. It's a campaign. Money comes in, goes straight out to advertising, and just kind of expose and trying to get the name out there more. But you know, judges and magistrates are handing down sentences referencing the term coward's punch, lead news stories, front page news stories in the newspapers nationally referencing the term coward punch. It's working. It's absolutely worked. The numbers of deaths have been reduced in a piece of research that we had done by Victorian Institute of Forensic Medicine. And that was a world first groundbreaking bit of research that's highlighted the who's, where's, when's, how's the cow punch. We've initiated the Cow Punch campaign into the curriculum nationally. So it's come on in leaps and bounds, Limo. And thanks to people like yourself and other you know, pivotal people in the media that have helped, you know, push this campaign and this message, because we're all on the same page. No one respects this violence.
Danny, what with the organisation Fight the Coward Punch, what are your immediate priorities? Because there are so many ways. I mean, you've mentioned research projects, but there are state laws. What are your immediate targets and projects that you want to achieve with the group?
Well, the campaign is, like I said, it's an awareness campaign. So we want to make as much noise. And it's working, because so many people have changed the way they speak and the way they think about this type of violence. And really what we want is we want everyone in the community to understand that it's not just the scumbags doing these cowardly acts. It's also people around them. It's friends and mates. And it's not necessarily always, in inverted commas, a scumbag or a maggot that does this. It's someone that's, you know, maybe fueled up on alcohol or drugs that makes a terrible split second decision that is going to impact negatively so many lives as well as their own. So it's really about people holding their mates accountable and being accountable for themselves and just really spreading the message. And over time it's worked, and it's going to work even more the more the awareness campaign spreads, that the cow punch is the king hit. It's no longer a word. People rarely use it anymore. And you're not likely going to brag about king hitting someone when it's now referenced a coward punch.
Yep. Absolutely. No, you're leaving a magnificent legacy outside of the ring there, Greeny. Cowardpunchcampaign.com if you want to find out more about the campaign and what it's doing and how it's trying to raise awareness and change the way some people behave. Greeny, we appreciate your time on Summer Grandstand, and we will not hold you back from 10-pin bowling any longer.
Not in nonsense.
We'll let you and the young fella get stuck into it.
Appreciate it, Emo. Thanks for having me on, guys. Have a great afternoon. And, look out for Archie. He's coming in the future.
We will.
Beautiful.
Danny, thanks a lot.
Danny Green there, four-time world champ. And he's a young fella, 18-year-old Archie. He's going very nicely himself. And we no doubt we'll see him at some point.
And what a coach.
In the future. But wasn't it nice hearing Danny talk about the kind of lad he wants to race?
Totally. Yeah. And I guess I was listening to Danny Green speak about his son, but I was also hearing so many parents who talk about just the pros of sport. And of course, there are the cons, and they're pretty obvious, but like injuries and, you know, if cultural settings are not good and not healthy. However, the pros of sport, when your kid is disciplined and training and focused, is socializing and also coming home like in a great way, hungry and exhausted.
Yeah.
Sport just ticks all those boxes, doesn't it? Plus it's ultimately fun, and it kind of gets all our competitive juices flowing generally as well. So yeah, I was loving his take on that.
ABC Listen, podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.